And finally today, the Westminster Kennel Club's 132nd annual dog show starts next week at Madison Square Garden. By day, hundreds of proud pooches will compete in categories like Best Hound and Best Terrier. By night, many of them, along with their owners, will retreat to New York's Hotel Pennsylvania. Jerry Grimek is doggy concierge at the hotel, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Welcome to New York's Hotel Pennsylvania.
Well, thank you. Have the doggies started to arrive yet there?
Yes, they've actually started to arrive as of Thursday noon in preparation for the show.
And how many of them are you going to have there? Do you know?
We're expecting close to 1,000.
1,000 dogs at your hotel?
Yes, it's pandemonia, dogdemonia.
I'm sure it is. And I understand that you've unleashed a number of amenities for these guys. What exactly do you have there?
We spare no expense here at Hotel Pennsylvania. We cater to pooch relations. This includes a dog spa with a psychic reading paws, not palms. And she actually communicates with the owners and the dogs.
I hear you've got doggy massage and his and hers relieving stations?
Sectioned off to keep everyone happy.
Indoors or outdoors? I'm almost afraid to ask.
It's indoor. It's too cold outside. A little too chilly.
I see. Now, how do the hotel guests who aren't there with dogs feel about all of this? It must be a bit overwhelming and loud.
You know what? These are actually the best of their breed. These are show dogs. They're celebrities in their own right. And they are so quiet. They're so gentle. How could you not love a cute dog?
Mr. Grimek, I know you've done this for years now. What are some of the more interesting request you've gotten from dog owners?
How does 7 cheeseburgers for a dog sound?
7?
The owner wanted 7 cheeseburgers delivered in pre-prep for the show so the dog feels comfortable.
What kind of dog was that?
It was a pug.
And it could actually eat 7 cheeseburgers. Amazing.
Well, I didn't stay for the entire 7. After 2, I think I left. But
I think many of us remember there was a great movie spoof about the dog show world, the movie Best in Show. There's one scene where a dog owner played by Parker Posey completely freaks out on the hotel staff because she can't find her dog's favorite toy.
Paper.
A lot of agitation
dog
over a dog's toy.
A dog's toy?
Yes, that's
well,
what we're talking about.
Well, you don't know my dog.
A lot of
you obviously don't know my dog.
There's a pet store right downstairs. Why don't we go
a pet store down the stairs?
Yes.
What are you, a wizard, a genius? What did you tell me that before? Thanks for your help, you stupid hotel manager!
Mr. Grimek, do owners ever become this unpleasant to deal with?
No, they actually, because we cater to them so well with the dog spa, with the welcome treats, with the welcome postcards, it's been pretty easy with them. We've catered to their needs and they've been happy.
I'm trying to picture this in my head. Can you describe what the lobby looks like when you've got hundreds of these beautiful pampered dogs hanging out in your lobby?
So you've seen a checkout line or a line to a theater where it's all sort of zigzagging in and out. Now imagine that full of dogs, and they're all standing there. It's as if that Beatles cover of them crossing the street, you see the dogs crossing the street. You just see this lineup, this sea of dogs coming into the hotel.
God forbid a cat should enter into that fray.
I'm looking forward to the cat show in the near future, if there is one.
Jerry Grimek is the doggy concierge at Manhattan's Hotel Pennsylvania. Thanks so much for talking with us, and good luck this year.
Thank you very much.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen.